K Country 102.3. All right, y'all, joining me right now for this week's Artist Spotlight is a country artist who's climbing the ranks right now. She's got a huge social media following, and she joins us from the state of New York. Right now, we have Claudia Heuser with us. Did I say it right?
You sure did. That's it. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. Thanks for taking some time and talking with us here on K Country 102.3. Now, speaking of that huge social media following, you have a bunch of streams. I mean, you have a bunch of followers. What is it? 60 million plus video streams on your Country Monday that you do. This is pretty cool. And that's how we actually came across you. My PD, Brian Waltz, came across on Facebook one of your covers of Tennessee Whiskey. So that's kind of how we came about.
Oh,
so that's awesome.
That's how you found me.
Yeah.
We have this crazy series going on. It's called Heuser Country Monday. And it's basically where every Monday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we release my version of a classic country song. And so we have so much fun trying to figure out what we want to play each week and kind of telling my version of it or putting my spin on it. And they've just been these acoustic country covers, and it has just taken a great place in everybody's hearts because people are remembering these songs from when they were younger, and younger people are getting a fresh take on old song, and it just really comes to life. And so we've had over 60 million views on the series, and I just look forward to making these videos every week and looking forward to reading everybody's comments and hearing all the stories about what people know about the song and the artist, and we just have so much fun.
That's the best part. Like you said, you kind of bring back that, like an older country song, because I know I watched the video when you did Travis Tritt's Anymore, and that is a great 90s song. I'm a 90s country boy, so when you did that, that's awesome. Can I make a request for one of your future ones, maybe?
I would love that. Yes, what's your request?
And I'm not sure if you've already done anything from this artist, but Brian White. I love Brian White.
We haven't done any Brian White yet.
Yeah, look him up.
What song are you thinking?
I don't know. I love every Brian White song, so you
any
pick one.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah,
we will definitely find one that will work and do it up for you.
You also, you do more than just music right now. I mean, you act, and then you have a coffee bean line too as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, there's one thing it takes a lot of to get me through every day and night in what we're trying to do, getting through recording a record and shows all the time and all the travel. And that one common thing is coffee.
Right.
And we go through so much of it here at the studio. And these Heuser Country Monday videos that I was telling you about, we put a little vintage espresso pot in every single video. And then they started taking off and went viral. And so people just automatically started associating me with the coffee. And everybody would comment and say, where's the coffee pot? Where's your coffee? Or if I looked a little tired in a video, you know, that'd be a comment. Oh, she must not have had her coffee yet. And so it was hilarious. I was playing at a bar one night, and the owner was asking me all sorts of questions about coffee, and he said, that little coffee pot in all of your videos, tell me about that. So I just, basically what I just told you, how it's a huge part of our life here. And so then the bar owner walks away from me, and he goes over in the back, and he talks to my manager for the rest of the night over in the corner, and they came up to me at the end of the show, and he said, Claudia, I've been in the coffee business my whole life, and I've been chatting with your manager back there. How would you like to come up with your own coffee blend to put out?
Heck yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't even really know what that means, but I am so in. Let's do this. I was so excited. And then he was coming over to the studio with beans from all over the world. I got to pick out the blend, and we're messing with water temperatures and different grinds and all these different roasts and flavors. I can promise you I've tried so many coffees. It's really, really good stuff that we came up with. It's called Heuser Country Blend. It's this rare bean called Tanzanian Peaberry. And now it's shipping into over 14 countries because of the crazy following we have online from the videos. And It's also going into grocery stores. It's just been unbelievable.
That's cool. That's what I was going to say. Just the little bit of research that I did on it, it looked like you're shipping it all over the world. So that's super cool. I'm definitely going to put that link when we post up this on our website too. I'm going to put that link in there too, so you can check out that coffee. I'm going to have to get some myself too. So you kind of been working on a full length album that you're kind of, I'm not sure when it's going to be released, but the Red Lights Turn Green album. How's that process going? And are you getting any closer to releasing that for your fans?
Absolutely. Thank goodness. There's been so much music. And really fun because we're making these videos every week with the classic country songs. And then in the background, working on this record and finishing it up, we've written over 200 songs to try to pick the best pop grouping. And I think we have finally got it down. So we're hoping in the next couple months, we're going to have this wrapped up and ready to show to everyone. But if we hadn't taken the time to polish it up and keep writing, I don't think we would have been telling the story exactly how we wanted to. So I'm really glad and proud of the place that it's come to, and I can't wait to show everybody the new music.
That's the cool part too. You're not rushing it, because sometimes when you rush it, then you know you're not feeling it, and you have to be able to feel it as an artist.
The newest single that we're going to be putting threw us for a complete curve. It came out of nowhere. We got a call from somebody who in an ESPN affiliate station, and it's going to be doing a fishing show, and it was going to be one of the fishing shows for ESPN on radio. They needed a theme song. So just like you did for our Hoyser Country Monday videos, she loved our version of Fishing in the Dark, and she had some ideas for us, finally convinced her to let us maybe pitch her a song.
That'll be cool.
So we sat down and wrote one for her, and we sent her a voice memo, like seriously from an iPhone, just to see if she even liked the idea, and she absolutely loved it, and now I think that it's going to become our next. So how about that?
That is awesome. No, for real, that's cool. You're just doing everything, Claudia. That's so cool.
It's been amazing. That's been one of the biggest things. It's just about making and finding the opportunities, because all there, you just have to look for them and keep your eyes and ears open and make the situation, and that's just what we've been doing here, and my team at going with the flow and trying to make every minute be.
Absolutely. No, yeah, I just a little bit that I've talked to your manager, Tony, seems like you guys are on the ball, and you're figuring everything out that's going to be perfect for your career. And like, you know, like we talked about many times, you're blowing up, and I'm excited for it. And congratulations on all the success. We love you all the way here in South Dakota. Have you ever been to South Dakota? Let me ask you that question before we wrap it up.
You know, that is one place I have never been. Looking forward to hopefully seeing it sometime soon.
And we hope it's sooner than later here on K-Country 102.3. All right, let's start wrapping things up. We're going to play your latest single. You got the brand new one coming out here in a few weeks, but we're going to play your song, Call It Out.
Call It Out.
All right, I got it queued up. Just remind everybody who you are, Claudia, and what station they're listening to.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, it's Claudia Hoyser on K-Country 102.3.
Got my heartbeat racing 210, try to bring it right back down again. There you go, all on my skin, I don't really see it happening. Got the jukebox queued up right in, this old joint covered in twinkle lights, and a clear shot to the floor. Get on down to the lock the doors. Leave that dusty bottle on the table with my shoes in. Get up and take me for a spin, I'll show you how to do it.